Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. White, Mary. Fresno, California, July 22, 1888. Previously unpublished. Dear daughter Mary, we have suffered considerably with heat. Wanted to go from Fresno in the early morning, but we decided to remain over Sunday to see Elder Daniels and have a talk with him. W.C. White remained tonight to be present at a trial between Brother Everett's and Brother Church. I spoke at 11 o'clock with much freedom. Then we had meetings in the evening. There was quite a spirited social meeting. I spoke some 20 minutes in that. Then at 7:30, there was a business meeting. I spoke in that meeting 30 minutes, in regard to taking hold with interest and building the church and school and mission. W.C. White talked to the point, setting before them the manner of school they should have. He set matter before them in a sensible light. We think there were excellent impressions made. The old committee resigned, and a new committee was made, so that some matters may be pushed. I have been in a wash of sweat just running off of me, and I have ridden out in the country with Brother and Sister Bowen to find fruit. Peaches, the best, are 2 cents a pound. Grapes, 2 cents per pound. Pears, 2 cents per pound. I have ridden many miles in going to Elder Daniel's home and Brother Will Smith's home. The sand today was very hot. The breeze was as if from a burning furnace. It burned my face and hands. Well, well, I shall be very glad to leave here in the morning for St. Helena. Willie will go to Oakland, and I will go, perhaps, for we may not make connections with the boat. There is fruit enough here, but there is not real good fruit. It begins to decay at the pit, and in this hot weather spoils quickly. The heat is almost unendurable. Fanny, Bolton, wants to come up, but is afraid to come until the house where there has been so much fever is thoroughly cleansed. I told her she could go in the house we left, and she may do this. I hope you do not suffer with the heat as we have done. I hope you will be strong in faith and courage and have good hope. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, praise his holy name. Psalm 103, verse 1. This is the language of my heart in reference to you. Hold on, without a doubt, to the promises of God. I must believe, you must believe. With much love to Sister McComber and Ella Mae White. Mother. Postscript. The night that John left was the most distressing. No air and oppressive heat. I wish I knew what kind of a time he had journeying back to Burrow Valley. Mother.